We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
White Sox fans, this is your Sox Machine White Sox wake-up call for Wednesday, August 10th, 2022. Happy National Lazy Day. I'm Bennett Carroll. The White Sox split a doubleheader with the Kansas City Royals, losing the first game while winning the second. Brady Singer got the start against the White Sox in the first game, and in the first inning, six pitches, 1-2-3. Lance Lynn got the start for the Sox and gave up a single, but otherwise kept the Royals at bay. Second inning, Brady Singer throws 10 pitches. 1-2-3. Lynn allows a couple runners on an error and a single, but no runs, and we head to the third. Josh Harrison steps up with one out and drives a ball down the left field line, sneaking it over the fence to make it a 1-0 game. The Royals responded quickly, though, with two outs in the bottom of the third. Salvador Perez drew a full count walk, and Vinny Pasquantino crushed a ball down the right field line, over the fence, to take the lead 2-1. Fourth inning, three up, three down, nine pitches for Singer. Bottom four, Lynn scatters a double and a single without giving up a run. Fifth inning, three up, three down, seven pitches for Singer. Sox got a pair of singles in the top of the sixth, but a Jose Abreu lineout ended the threat. Bottom six and the Royals are clapping back quick. Michael A. Taylor leads off with a single, and with one out, Nick Prado crushed a ball to left, making it 4-1 KC. Top seven, 1-2-3 inning, 11 pitches for Singer. Joe Kelly comes in to pitch. Lance Lynn's final line, six innings, seven hits, four runs, all earned, a walk, and five strikeouts. His ERA sits at 5.88. Kelly got a 1-2-3 seventh. We'll jump to the ninth, where the Sox got a rally going. Jose Abreu led off with a single, and Andrew Vaughn doubled to put two runners in scoring position for Yoan Moncada. First pitch hunting, and Yoan drives a ball to left, which is caught, bringing in Jose Abreu on the sack fly to make it 4-2. Leury Garcia gets hit by a pitch, and there are two on, one out for Josh Harrison. But Harrison strikes out, and Yasmani Grandal grounds out, and that's the final, 4-2 Royals. Some notes from the box score. No Sox hitter had multiple base hits in the first game. Vaughn and Harrison were the only players with extra base hits. To the second game, and it's Jonathan Heasley and Davis Martin going head-to-head. We jump to the third after Davis Martin goes six up, six down. Lenin Sosa steps in with one out and crushes a ball to left center. His first major league home run, 428 feet, and it's 1-0 White Sox. Bottom four, and Martin makes his first mistake to who but Vinny Pasquantino, who ties it at 1-1 on a homer. Top six, and Yoan Moncada with a vintage Yoan Moncada swing on a 1-0 pitch, and the ball's over the center field wall in a hurry. 2-1 Sox. Bottom six, and Salvador Perez hits a two-out single, and that's it for Davis Martin. His final line, 5 2/3 innings pitched, three hits, one run earned, a walk, and three strikeouts. Jake Diekman is in, walking Pasquantino before a Hunter Dozier strikeout to end the inning. We jump now to the top of the eighth, and Eloy Jimenez takes a leadoff walk. Luis Robert checks in to pinch run when, with two outs, Gavin Sheets hits an opposite field double down the line, and Luis is charging. He's got the sign around third. He's coming home. The throw is off, and Luis is in safely. Sox up 3-1. Heading out to the bottom of the ninth, Liam Hendricks is in, and he surrenders a leadoff single to Vinny Pasquantino. After a line-out, a pair of wild pitches move pinch runner Kyle Isbell to third, where a fly ball from Nick Prado is deep enough to allow Isbell to walk home without a throw from A.J. Pollock. Michael Taylor struck out swinging, and that will be it for the game. Sox win 3-2. The White Sox now sit at 56-54 on the year. In some unfortunate news, Tim Anderson will be out the next 4 to 6 weeks with a torn ligament in his finger. Today, the White Sox will wrap up their series with the Royals at 7:10 p.m. Central as Johnny Cueto and Chris Bubich go head-to-head.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
In the minors, the Knights lost 8-1 to the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. The Knights got just four hits, but two of them were singles from Yolbert Sanchez. The other two, a home run from Romy Gonzalez, returning from injury, and a double for Blake Rutherford. The Barons blew a late lead and lost 5-4 to the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Rowdy Reed had a big game, doubling and homering to drive in a pair. Ian Dawkins also went deep. Matthew Thompson was solid as the starter, as the former second-round pick from 2019 threw five innings, allowing just two hits and two walks while striking out six. The Dash lost 9-6 to the Bowling Green Hot Rods. Adam Hackenberg went deep, and Tyler Osick, Luis Mieses, and Ben Norman each doubled. Mieses also had a pair of singles. Chase Selesky was strong as the starter, throwing six innings, allowing three hits and one run while striking out four. Duke Ellis stole his 46th base. The Cannonballers fell 5-3 to the Salem Red Sox. Wes Kath went deep, and Andy Atwood had a three-hit night. Atwood was the only Canny player with multiple hits. Rigo Fernandez was strong in late relief, throwing two innings and allowing a hit and a walk. That will do it for this White Sox wake-up call. Subscribe to the Sox Machine podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Also subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/SoxMachine. If you enjoy our work and want to support, visit patreon.com/SoxMachine, as we have several different tiers of support starting at just $2 a month for exclusive content, ad-free podcast and website, and first crack at our new swag. Enjoy your Wednesday, and go White Sox!
Of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.